Dear fellow believers, do you know what today is? Well, it's the day that the universal judgment of Christ will be physically seen, and all the unbelievers will be annihilated along with the physical world. That is, if you believe the teachings of Family Radio and Mr. Camping, whom you may remember back in May 21st said that Christ was going to return on that day and start a 5-month period of judgment ending today. Well, did Jesus return on May 21st? Should we believe Mr. Camping? And when Jesus does return, will you be ready? Well, let's look now and listen to the words that Jesus himself tells us about his own coming. We find them in Luke chapter 17, verses 22 through 30. Then he said to the disciples, "The days will come when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. And they will say to you, 'Look here,' or 'Look there.' Do not go after them or follow them. For as the lightning that flashes out of one part under heaven shines to the other part under heaven, so also the Son of Man will be in his day. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. And as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even so it will be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed." But Jesus here warns us that people come and say that Jesus has returned, saying, "Look here, look there." And he tells us not to go out and follow them. Throughout history, many have predicted when Jesus would return. For example, the Jehovah's Witnesses gave several years that Jesus was going to return. As I alluded to in the beginning, Mr. Camping and Family Radio said that Jesus was going to return this past May 21st. And when Jesus failed to appear, they had to backpedal and change their story and say that, well, in fact, Jesus really did return, but invisibly or spiritually. In fact, this is what Family Radio says on their website. "Indeed, on May 21st, Christ did come spiritually to put all of the unsaved throughout the world into judgment. But that universal judgment will not be physically seen until the last day of the 5-month judgment period on October 21st, 2011. But what does Jesus say? In verse 24, Jesus says, "For as the lightning that flashes out of one part under heaven shines to the other part under heaven, so also the Son of Man will be in his day." You all have seen lightning in the sky. Lightning that flashes from one end of the heaven to the other is very visible. And Jesus says his coming will be like that. And not only here, he says later on in Luke chapter 21, "They will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory." And when the disciples watched Jesus ascend into heaven, and they were standing there watching him go, two angels appeared to them and said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven." Based on Jesus' own words, the words of God himself, Jesus' coming will not be invisible, but visible and unmistakable. So Jesus warns us not to go after those who say, "Look here and look there." So when will Jesus return? Do you give his return much thought? It's real easy to go on about our daily lives and not really think about his coming much. Do you really expect his return at any moment? After all, it's been over 2,000 years since he first came, so where is his returning? Things seem to go on pretty much as they have since the very beginning. Now, in fact, the Apostle Peter told us this is an objection that some would raise in the latter days in 2 Peter chapter 3. where we read, "Knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts, and saying, 'Where is the promise of his coming? Since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation.'" Well, in fact, that's the very thing that Jesus tells us will happen. He says in verse 26 and following, "And as it was in the days of Noah, so it will also be in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, as it was in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all." Jesus here tells us that things will go on pretty much the same as they always have, people carrying on with their daily lives, eating and drinking and so forth, until judgment comes and destroys them all. Where would you have been in the day of Lot? Would you have been fleeing from Sodom? And if you were fleeing, would you be turning back and looking at all the things you'd left behind, like Lot's wife? Where would you have been in the days of Noah? Would you have been building the ark in the middle of dry ground with not a cloud in the sky? Or would you have been carrying on with your daily life, eating and drinking, buying and selling? And when it started to rain, where would you have been? Would you have been in the ark? Or would you have been one of the ones swept away in the flood? Well, the truth is, by nature, we all deserve to be swept away in the flood. We all deserve to have fire and brimstone rain down upon us and destroy us. For we all have sinned and fall short of that perfect obedience that God requires of us. I fail daily to love God with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, and with all my strength, and to love my neighbor as myself. I know that I don't deserve a place on the ark. And neither do you. But as we look at this awe-inspiring description of the day of Jesus' return, like lightning that shines from one end of the heaven to another, we must not overlook a small verse that's tucked in the middle. Verse 25, where Jesus says, "But first he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation." And looking at Jesus' second coming, we must not forget about his first coming. Jesus came to live the perfect life of obedience that we cannot, to take our sins upon himself, to suffer the many things that we deserve, and be rejected by his generation, to be put to death on the cross for our sins. Jesus did all this to bring you from life to death, so that you are dragged out of Sodom, so that you have a place on the ark. So when that day of his return comes, you can lift up your head and look up, because your redemption draws near. That day for us will not be a day of final judgment, but a day of final joy. You can look forward to Jesus' return with confidence, because he has told you what to expect, and he has prepared you for that day by his perfect life, his death on the cross, and his resurrection. May God grant you peace and patience as you eagerly await that day. And now we will close with hymn 609, the second verse.